Or the mind could have gone to, there's probably a long corridor that there's no way that we're going to go undetected. Or maybe behind that door is a loud siren that's going to go off. See, in Peter's day, people were really good about making imaginary boundaries to keep people away from God. In the 19th century, archaeologists discovered some signs that were, we know for a fact there were three of them in the temple. The sign said this, if you are a Gentile, don't go any further than this point or there will be a penalty, the sign says. And the penalty was death. Now, Peter was Jewish, so he didn't have to worry about that sign. I just share it as an example of people just thought of it, all sorts of obstacles that were between them and God. And isn't it true today that in the church, that a lot of people think that there are a lot, we think of a whole bunch of boundaries that could keep us away from God. A sin, maybe a sin in your past, maybe an addiction that you have that is a sin. Maybe a barrier are the high standards that God has, or just the idea that God is watching you, that God is that big security guard behind the door ready to capture you and get you. Don't you think when we feel like we don't belong to a place, we really wonder if we ever receive the invitation to be there? That's why a ticket is so handy to have in your hand, a real ticket, the date that you purchased it, how much you purchased it, your seat number, all those details. You can just look at it and say, yes, I was invited. I have a ticket in my hand. Without that ticket, you kind of wonder, do I really belong? Elijah had a ticket. Did you know Elijah called fire down from the heavens and it squelched the earth? Is that a great... Clearly, God liked Elijah. You know, Elijah never died, went up a chariot up into heaven. Elijah had a ticket for this moment on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses had a ticket. He led God's people. Moses was special in God's sight. He walked with God. But I have to believe that Peter was struggling if he had an invitation to be there because he fell down and he had great, great fear. It's kind of like going to Research Stadium, isn't it? For a football game, and you don't have a ticket. You hear the loud cheers. You can kind of tell that something exciting is happening. You can kind of tell that maybe the Beavers are ahead, but you just can't get in because you don't have the ticket. You can't really participate and cheer and that sort of feeling. My friends, that's the way a lot of people are feeling these days when it comes to spirituality. Actually, younger generation, I don't really like categorizing different age groups and so forth, but the studies do show that a younger generation, although a little more hesitant to coming to church, 70 to 80% are very interested in spiritual conversations. Here's the thought. Perhaps there are imaginary obstacles that they've put up, or maybe that we've put up. Perhaps they feel like they don't have a ticket to belong. Dear friends, Jesus changed that in this moment for Peter. Just with a simple, simple invitation. Jesus said this, "Rise up, do not be afraid." Boy, was that a moment. Peter realized that all his imaginary boundaries were just imaginary. Peter realized that Jesus actually didn't care if he had a ticket to be there. Jesus was communicating to Peter that ultimately he wanted him to be there and that he belonged there with Moses. He belonged there with Elijah. He belonged there in that moment. My friends, Jesus in his ministry would tell a really impactful story that was really about his entire ministry. It's really what this church needs to be about. Jesus shared this story. There once upon a time was a rich man, a rich guy, who invited all sorts of people to his banquet. Hardly anyone accepted the invitation. They made excuses not to come. So the rich guy then sent out servants to invite others, and they invited the most unlikely people, those who oftentimes were not invited. The moral of that story that Jesus was talking about was really about his entire ministry. His ministry was about inviting people into the kingdom. And it's the same message he was giving to Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, you belong here with Elijah and Moses. Do you know what God's telling us this morning? Come to my table. Come, receive my gifts. The rich guy, Jesus, is the host, and he has invited you to come and receive his forgiveness, and eternal life is offered in the body and blood of Jesus.